Heart's journey complete. Sacrifice marks the day. Feeble earth as a spread. Lights the believer's way. Feeble earth as a spread. Lights the believer's way.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Madani Channel presents the Festival of Sacrifice. Alhamdulillah, in this beautiful silsila, we have discussed various different topics. Alhamdulillah, and today's topic and discussion will be around the sacred Makkah. Subhanallah. And I'm in the company of the great Muballighin of Dawat-e-Islami, Maulana Naushad Madani and Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani, Hafizahumallah. And it's a beautiful atmosphere, a lovely weather in the city of Durban, Alhamdulillah, where we are recording this episode and program. Dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, with regards to the sacredness of Makkah Mukarramah, there are verses of the Holy Quran and the hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we dive deep into today's topic and episode, let's inshallah azza wa jal first and foremost extol the virtue of reciting Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Makkah Mukarramah, zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zima, is a city of peace, as Allah Azza wa Jal states in the glorious Quran. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. Recall when Ibrahim requested that, oh my Lord, make this city, Makkah, peaceful. Subhanallah. So yes, this city is peaceful. And there is so much peace and tranquility in this sacred city of Makkah Mukarramah that nobody is harmed. It is even prohibited to hunt there. Subhanallah, because this is the land of Haram. Allahu Akbar. And it is stated that how the city of Makkah Mukarramah and its surrounding, not only the city itself, but its entire surrounding is sacred haram. Subhanallah. It is mentioned that when the Hajar-i Aswad, the black stone, was placed into the Holy Kaaba, and it was radiant, subhanallah. Its radiance was intense, and its rays, it spread far and wide. And wherever its rays had reached, that area was included in the haram. Subhanallah. So yes, this is the city of radiance, Allahu Akbar, where the radiance of two heavenly stones, two rubies from Jannah, that is the Hajar-i Aswad, the black stone, and Maqam-i Ibrahimi, the stone on which Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam used it as a scaffolding to build the house of Allah, the Holy Kaaba, subhanallah. Another reason for the sacredness of Makkah Mukarramah is that this city is the one where the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. And this is the city where its land was frequented the most by the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Adi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his camel in the area of Harwara, remarking, by Allah, you are the best land from the lands of Allah, and you are the most beloved to me of all of Allah's lands. By Allah, if I was not taken out of this place, I would never have left. This is how much attachment the beloved Mustafa had for this beautiful city of Makkah Mukarramah, which is the birthplace of the noble Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The house where the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, Allahu Akbar, where he was born, that place is the place of barakah, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends at that place. It has been now turned into a maktaba and library, alhamdulillah, to commemorate the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the place of the birth of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidi, when it comes to the sacred Makkah, there's so much to talk about, and there are so much of remembrance attached to this beautiful city of Makkah. Everything that we would see in the city of Makkah Mukarramah reminds us of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as the Kaaba Sharif, subhanallah. It is the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the house of Allah. Plus, we also remember the history behind the Holy Kaaba. Then there came a time when there was flood of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. And in that flood, there was nobody making tawaf. So Allah Azza wa Jal ordained it in such a way that the Ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, it was making the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. Something that doesn't have life, that also made tawaf of the Holy Kaaba, the noble house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not all. Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, they rebuilt this holy house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the foundation that was laid by either, in some narrations, by the angels or by Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, and they reconstructed the house of Allah. Then he made dua for all the people to flock and come and make the Hajj of Baytullah Sharif.
Allah.
And from that time, the Hajj of Baytullah Sharif has been made by various different akabireen and the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya of Allah azza wa jal. And finally, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba and showed us the way to express our devotion in the court of Allah azza wa jal. So yes, this is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually the first house on this planet Earth that was created to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. That it is the first house that was created to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. The sole purpose of this house is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we look at the Holy Kaaba, it reminds us that we should worship Allah Azza wa Jal. It is a symbol of devotion in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this symbol will continue to send this message of love and devotion in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal from now until the day of judgment, subhanallah. And even after that, this house of Allah will be carried in golden chains on the day of judgment, subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidi, what can we say about the sacredness of this beautiful city of Makkah Mukarramah, where the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, where he preached Islam until the age of 53, and then only the later 10 years he spent in Madina Munawwara after migrating, subhanallah. So a large portion of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was spent here, all his struggles, you know, his childhood days, subhanallah, where he would go in the streets of Makkah Mukarramah. Allahu Akbar, what would have been the atmosphere at the time? And then finally, at the age of 40, he announced his prophethood in the city of Makkah, and alhamdulillah, faced those challenges in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You know, Makkatul Mukarramah, for the devotees and the lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's enough that this is the homeland, this is the city, this is the birthplace of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us, that's enough.
Subhanallah.
The sanctity of this beautiful city of noble Makkatul Mukarramah, Zadullahu Sharafu wa Ta'zima. But there's so many landmarks, and Makkah itself, and if we think about this, that Nabi Adam alayhi salam, the first human being, would face the direction of the Ka'batullah and worship Allah Azza wa Jal. How old is the Kaaba actually?
SubhanAllah.
It's an ancient house. It's not hundreds or thousands. We don't know the exact figure. Then when Adam alayhi salam was here, when did he face the Qibla, which means the Kaaba Sharif? So Makkah Sharif itself, the central focus, of course, is the Ka'batullah.
SubhanAllah.
And if you look wherever you are in the world, that's the direction you are facing. This also shows the unity of the Muslims. The Kaaba is the central point on planet Earth. The center of the Earth is actually on the surface of the earth, the center of the earth is Ka'batullah.
Subhanallah.
And wherever you go, this is the direction you need to face. Nabi Adam alayhi salam faced it. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. And Subhanallah azza wa jal, attached to the Kaaba, as you mentioned, Hajar Aswad, which is a heavenly stone. And there's always been tawaf happening around the Kaaba. Even at that moment in time, Masjid al-Aqsa was the Qibla, there was never any tawaf happening around Masjid al-Aqsa. It was always Ka'batullah.
Subhanallah.
That the tawaf, the circumambulation was taking place. And as you mentioned, the beautiful narration that when the flood took place, then the Safina, the ship or the ark of Nuh alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to the sacredness of Makkah Sharif and the Ka'batullah itself. Makkatul Mukarramah, as I mentioned, is an ancient city with a lot of heritage, a lot of landscapes and sites that are connected to the beloved ones of Allah Azza wa Jal. Makkatul Mukarramah, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, used to be called Bakkah before.
Subhanallah.
And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we see the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal there. I'm sure Sayyid Sahib will elaborate on some of the other signs like Zamzam Sharif, etc. But when you look at those things, I mean, those are part of the, we could say, exclusivities of the city of Makkah. That is where Zamzam Sharif came.
Actually, in any direction you look, you are looking at the marvels of Islamic history.
Allah absolutely. Our heritage. This is our heritage.
Subhanallah.
Now, you know, just a message to parents in particular. We always like to take in that direction.
Yes.
Because maybe I know, okay, Ka'batullah, Qibla, Zamzam, Safa, Marwa, maybe I know. If I ask my child, what is a Kaaba? What is a Qibla? What is Zamzam? Will they know? So that's where I, you know, as a parent, I need to reinforce all of these Islamic teachings, values. They have to know these things. Like how they have to know that, you know, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, all of those things, they have to know. And as a parent, I must be their first mentor, their first teacher, to teach them these basics of Islam and Islamic history as well.
Actually, it should be encouraged, Sayyidi. Like, give them a drawing.
Yes.
Children like to draw. Instead of drawing any other building, why not make a sketch of the beautiful house of Allah subhanAllah, that is the Holy Kaaba, and the beautiful Gumbad-e Khadra of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, my son, he was in grade 3, I believe. And then that time, the children in the class, they were very enthusiastic. And every day he would do a different drawing of the Holy Kaaba.
Subhanallah.
And they would compete with each other. And I encourage, I said, Alhamdulillah, carry on. MashaAllah. Very good.
And you praise the efforts.
Yes.
Whatever it, even if the drawing doesn't look so appealing,
yes.
Praise the efforts.
It'll give them that motivation.
It'll give them, if you're going to put them down, hey, why you drew like this? You're drawing out of the lines. You know, they won't do it next time. But Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, on the same note, our Madrasatul Madina department, especially for the kids in the formative years, like from grade R to like grade 3, 4 or so, this is what we do. We give them color-ins. The Kaaba Sharif, Gumbad-e Khazra, Muqam Ibrahim. I know things that are related to Islamic teachings because they remember much better. When you talk about Kaaba, I colored the picture of the Kaaba. Gumbad-e Khazra, yes, I drew. So it helps them to remember and to focus on those things as well.
Subhanallah. Sayyidi, mashallah, you have initiated the discussion beautifully, mashallah. And why not? And this is the place where we all yearn to go. Subhanallah. Where all the pious predecessors, they would frequent there, they would flock there. As birds, they flock to their resting places, subhanallah. That is the place of tranquility. And we all long for peace and tranquility in our lives. And it is that place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed peace. So if you want a place that is peaceful, you running away from the hustle and bustle of the world, this is the place. It is in the world, but unlike the world, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So, alhamdulillah, it is the place which reminds you of your akhirah. It is the place where we are reminded that how the Anbiya of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, they offspring, and subhanAllah, the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam lived in these lands. And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam placed his Mubarak feet on these lands.
SubhanAllah.
And the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, moreover, they also lived in the city of Makkah Mukarramah, in the city of Medina Munawwara, subhanAllah. These places were most frequented by the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even after the apparent life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Sahaba Ikram, Awliya Allah, from every corner of the world, they went and paid their respect and regards to this Mubarak city of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is the Holy Kaaba, and that is the Makkah Mukarramah.
The birthplace of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is not very far from the Kaaba Sharif itself. Perhaps it's under a kilometer away. It's right there. Right now there is a Maktabatu Makkah al-Mukarramah, there's a library there. But no matter what structure you put there, that is still the spot where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is born. It's a place of acceptance of du'as. And I just recalled, you know, the Kaaba Sharif being the center, no? So if somebody, for example, was deep in the ocean, how would he face the Qibla?
Allah.
Meaning if maybe some dwellings were made inside the ocean, how, or a person, maybe now people are talking about interplanetary transportation and living on other planets, how would they face the Qibla? So subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, the Kaaba Sharif where it is, so everything above it towards the heavens and everything below it to below the earth, all of this is the direction of the Qibla.
So the vertical space that is there.
The vertical, yes, the vertical, entire vertical space. Even a person like miners, for example, they are deep inside the earth.
Right.
How do they? So they will face that direction itself. No matter which planet you're going to be on, inside the earth or in the ocean itself.
Allah. SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah. Yes, that is the Holy Kaaba. And mashallah, Makkah Mukarramah, amongst the other attractions that are there in this beautiful city, Makkah Mukarramah stands out to be that symbol which highlights and adds beauty to the city of Makkah Mukarramah. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi, we are extolling the virtues of this holy land and the sacred Makkah. Murasab has mentioned Hajar-e Aswad, he has mentioned the Holy Kaaba, he has mentioned various other, the birthplace of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we would like to hear from you the well of Zamzam, subhanAllah, that is situated in the land of Makkah Mukarramah, Safa and Marwa, and other signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are present there.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, Mawlana Sahib, there are so many signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are present in Makkah al-Mukarramah. For instance, the well of Zamzam Sharif. The well of Zamzam Sharif started off from the time of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, when he was an infant, when he was a small baby. And that blessed water that is coming out from Zamzam Sharif, that will continue to come up right up until the day of judgment. SubhanAllah. That water will never finish. SubhanAllah. And you know, we were having such a beautiful discussion, and a thought came in my mind wherein it is so important to know Islamic history, you know, especially for children, to know Islamic history, to know the history of Makkah al-Mukarramah, to know what is the well of Zamzam, to know what is Maqam Ibrahim, to know what is Hajar-e Aswad, the black stone, that the black stone was originally white in color. And then it turned black because of the sins of people. SubhanAllah, this Kaaba, as you've mentioned, on the day of Qiyamah, it will be brought with, it will, a gold chain will be tied on it, and it will be brought forth into Mahshar. And it's mentioned, Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih, rahimahullah, he mentions that it is mentioned in the Torah that Allah Ta'ala will command 700,000 angels to tie up the Kaaba with gold chains and bring it towards the plain of Mahshar.
Allahu Akbar.
But the Kaaba, it will refuse. it will stop. You'll say, no, I don't want to go. And then an angel will announce that, what is your request? What desire you have? And the Kaaba will say that, accept my intercession for all those people who came to visit me. For all those people who saw me, accept my intercession, only then I will move. Allah. And then the angel will say that, okay, fair enough. But those people who came and saw you, when they went back, they started to commit sins again. The Kaaba will say, even though they committed sins again, still I will intercede for them. And subhanAllah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the intercession of the Kaaba, when the angels will say, now proceed, the Kaaba will proceed and it will be saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Subhanallah. Even the Kaaba Sharif will intercede for all those who go and give their respects, the Alhamdulillah. Also, we learn and we understand that Makkah al-Mukarramah was the birthplace of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah towards Madinah al-Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looked at the city of Makkah and he said that, had it not been for the people who exiled me from the city of yours, I would never have left you. Allah. Such was, you know, the love that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Makkah al-Mukarramah. And this alone tells us about the greatness of Makkah al-Mukarramah. In there also, we have Safa and we have Marwa, wherein Sayyidah Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha ran 7 times between Safa and Marwa in search for water for her baby son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. And it should be a lesson for us that whenever we go there, we need to recall these moments in our lives, that we are not going up and down for nothing. There is a purpose behind it. And we are doing what Sayyida Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha did by running 7 times up and down. So all that we do in Hajj, when we go for Hajj, it is not just an exercise. It's not just something physical. Rather, it's way more than that. It's a very spiritual upliftment that we get. And also we relive those moments that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam went through, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam went through, Sayyidina Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha went through. We relive all of these moments and always keeping it alive, alhamdulillah.
You know, Huzoor, something very important for us to understand. If somebody migrates from his hometown, the place where he's born, I mean, his friends are there, his family is there, his sentimental values are there, he'll feel emotional. That's one side. On the other side, if you're forced out of your hometown,
that's another topic,
because of oppression, because of whatever difficulties are being faced, that also a person will be emotional. And therefore Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about turn towards Makkah Sharif and address Makkah Sharif as his beloved hometown, his birthplace. And it's as if that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was leaving the place that was beloved to him, and Allah was directing him to the place beloved to him, which is Madina Munawwara. Zadahallahu sharafa wa ta'zeema.
Subhanallah.
So that's a sacrifice in itself. Because in that same city of Makkah Sharif, later on, Fathu Makkah took place, and the Muslims came back victorious. So alhamdulillah, what would have been the feelings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba ikram, because Sahaba also, they sacrificed, they left, they went, they migrated, and they left Allah behind their businesses. They left behind their wealth, they left behind so many things in that city. But later on, they managed to get back. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, the story of Sayyida Hajira radiallahu anha, all those things that we are doing, the running between the milayn, Ukhtarain, that the green place of Safa, Marwa, Sa'i, we are imitating. We're just imitating the beloved ones of Allah.
Subhanallah.
What they did. Tawaf they did, Sa'i they did, kissing the Hajri Aswad. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu talked to the Hajri Aswad and said, you know, you are stone and I'm kissing you because my beloved kissed you. Therefore, I'm kissing you as well.
Allah.
So when the person who has the opportunity of going for Hajj or Umrah must look at these these landmarks and must think, must recall the Islamic history that's associated with him. Not just take it as a ritual.
Yes.
You know, okay, this is what I must do and finished. No, look at the history behind it. Think about that. That will help you to focus and concentrate and make it more spiritual for you.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes. So all those who are, alhamdulillah, being showered in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that are currently in the Mubarak land of Makkah Mukarramah. Right now, the Hajis are present there, alhamdulillah. They are chanting Labbaik in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are reciting the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the zikr of Allah azza wa jal, and perhaps secluding themselves in their camps or wherever they are in their hotel rooms, and they are chanting tasbih of Allah azza wa jal, subhanallah. It is also spiritually uplifting. And if you are in the comfort of aircon buildings that are there in your hotel rooms, this is not the time. You have all the hotel rooms, the comfort of your homes. When you come back home, you can put the air conditioning on 18 degrees, whatever the case may be. But right now, you are in that city, subhanallah, where you may not get the opportunity to go there again. So make the most out of it. Get out of your comfort zone. And if you feel some heat, which is alhamdulillah, Makkah Mukarramah is a hot place, Sayyidi. And temperature rises, and it depends on what weather conditions are there. So if you bear a little bit heat, subhanallah, that is also beneficial. That is also a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whosoever bears the heat of Makkah for a part of the day, the fire of hell is distanced from him.
Subhanallah.
If you could bear this little heat, which is manageable, you won't have to face the heat of fire. Allah, but the heat of the fire of hell that is there, we can't even fathom, we can't even imagine how hot that would be. Because the fire we have in this dunya, the hottest fire, the hottest furnace that you can find, it is dulled down several times.
Allah.
Subhanallah. But imagine if we had to face the torment of the fire of hell. No soul can bear it. You can think you are strong, but all will be put aside, your strength, your endurance, your tolerance against different method of tortures, because that is not the azab of dunya, that is the azab of the akhirah. Allahu Akbar. Little bit of heat, it won't kill you. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And inshallah, in this case, makes you spiritually stronger. So again, bear in mind the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whosoever bears the heat of Makkah Mukarramah for a part of the day, not the whole day, not all days, but for a part of the day, the fire of hell is distant from him. Subhanallah. The reward of the one who falls ill in Makkah Mukarramah, that is also, subhanallah, so rewardable. If you are struck with a heat stroke or something happens to you like that, that there too, in there is a great reward. Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Jubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that whoever falls ill for one day in Makkah, Allah Almighty grants him the reward of that good deed which he has performed for 7 years. And if he is a traveler, he will be granted double the reward.
Subhanallah.
See, so we all be travelers, because you are going from different parts of the world to make Hajj. You are not the residents of Makkah Mukarramah. So double the 7, that amounts to 14 years, subhanallah. So all in all, every moment spent in the cities of Makkah Mukarramah and Madina Munawwara, it's a great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't let go of this opportunity and make the most out of it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, now we are going to listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of the city of Makkah Mukarramah. Inshallah, we shall be back after listening to this kalam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kaaba dikha de Mawla, Kaaba dikha de Mawla.
مشتاق نظر پرنم ہے پلک مشتاق نظر پرنم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک ترتا ہوں نظر اشکوں کی چمک ترتا ہوں نظر اشکوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک
کعبے کی تجلی دل پہ پڑے سب میل میرے دل کے یوں دھلے کعبے کی تجلی دل پہ پڑے سب میل میرے دل کے یوں دھلے سب میل میرے دل کے یوں دھلے
دل نور سے تیرے جائے چمک دل نور سے تیرے جائے چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پرنم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر اشکوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک
محور ہے جگہ بھر کا کعبہ منظر بھی سہانا ہے اس کا محور ہے جہاں بھر کا کعبہ منظر بھی سہانا ہے اس کا منظر بھی سہانا ہے اس کا
ہے اس پہ فدا سب انس و ملک ہے اس پہ فدا سب انس و ملک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پرنم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر اشکوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک
میں حج بھی کروں عمرہ بھی کروں اللہ مدینے میں ہی مروں میں حج بھی کروں عمرہ بھی کروں اللہ مدینے میں ہی مروں اللہ مدینے میں ہی مروں
مولا تو دکھا تیبہ کی سڑک مولا تو دکھا تیبہ کی سڑک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پرنم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر اشکوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک
جب پہلی نظر کعبے پہ پڑے دکھ درد سبھی دامن سے جھڑے جب پہلی نظر کعبے پہ پڑے دکھ درد سبھی دامن سے جھڑے دکھ درد سبھی دامن سے جھڑے
اور دل سے مٹے عشیاں کا تلک اور دل سے مٹے عشیاں کا تلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پرنم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر اشکوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک
مدت سے کمال اپنی ہے دعا جب سامنے روزے کے ہوں کھڑا مدت سے کمال اپنی ہے دعا جب سامنے روزے کے ہوں کھڑا جب سامنے روزے کے ہوں کھڑا دکھ جائے مجھے آقا کی جھلک دکھ جائے مجھے آقا کی جھلک
اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پرنم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر اشکوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک مشتاق نظر پرنم ہے پلک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک کرتا ہوں نظر اشکوں کی چمک اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک
اللہ دکھا کعبے کی جھلک
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز الحمدللہ وی ور لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل کلام آف دی ہولی سٹی آف مکہ مکرمہ سبحان اللہ ہوپ یو ہیو انجوائڈ اٹ ماشاء اللہ اینڈ ناؤ ریورٹنگ بیک ٹو آور ٹاپک آف ڈسکشن وچ از دا سیکرڈ مکہ سبحان اللہ وی ہیو مینشنڈ the sacredness of Makkah Mukarramah in various different ways, alhamdulillah, which is beyond the scope of this discussion. But nevertheless, we try, inshallah, azza wa jal, and let's see if we can further enlighten ourselves with the virtues of this Mubarak city of Makkah Mukarramah. Sayyidi, mashallah, we were discussing that there are so many historical and heritage sites of Islam that are present there. Whichever way you turn, even the mountains you are looking at, subhanallah, they bear so much of witnesses to the mu'jaza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, bearing the mubarak footprint of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam and sahaba ikram, subhanallah. And one such great mountain is Jabal Abi Qubais, which the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned even in his Mubarak hadith. And this is the place where the people of Makkah, they would go in the times of difficulties, and they would go and make dua on top of this mountain and be accepted. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So this has a historical attachment with the biography and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, Mulana Sahib can further enhance our knowledge with regards to the Jabal Abi Qubais, subhanallah, which is a great mountain and it bears a great historical significance in Islam.
This mountain, although maybe in height not so high up, but in status, you can say its height in status is higher than other mountains.
Subhanallah.
Because geologically, it's a marvel. And subhanallah azza wa jal, for those who don't know, this is the very first mountain that appeared on planet Earth.
Allahu Akbar.
Jabal Abi Qubais. The very first mountain. And thereafter, the other mountains started sprouting up, because a mountain is actually like a pig that's holding the planet Earth stable. That's the purpose of a mountain. And imagine, the first mountain to ever appear on earth is this mountain.
Subhanallah.
And it's just outside Masjid al-Haram, near to Safa Marwa. For those who are doing Sa'i, as soon as you finish and you come out, you'll see the Jabal Abi Qubais right over there. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This mountain, as you mentioned, back in the days, people used to ascend this mountain and used to look for the moon. You know how we do the moon sighting today?
Right.
They should go on top of this mountain to look for the moon for the new month. And subhanallah, when it was times of drought, they would go on top of this mountain and they would make dua for the drought to be removed. Subhanallah. This mountain, in fact, it is mentioned in a summary of a hadith that the Hajar Aswad is a stone from Jannah. But when it descended from Jannah, it descended onto mountain Abi Qubais.
Subhanallah.
This is where it was found. It landed on this, subhanallah azza wa jal. And more than that, during the flood of Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Hajri Aswad was kept safe on this mountain Abi Qubais. In fact, it is mentioned also in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that when he was rebuilding the Kaaba from the foundations that was there with Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, that this mountain Abi Qubais called out to Ibrahim alayhi salam and said, "Oh Ibrahim, the Hajri Aswad is on top of me."
Subhanallah.
From there he ascended, he took it and placed it into the Kaaba at the corner itself. Subhanallah. And another fascinating thing, you see, a prophet of Allah azza wa jal, his miracles, what we call mu'jiza, is to show the people this as a proof of his prophethood, of his nubuwa, so that they can accept Islam and worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And so when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was showing his different types of mu'jizat, one of the things was, and he called the people and told them, "All of you be witness to this," where he had split the moon into two
pieces.
And people saw it with their own eyes, that one piece was on Jabal Abi Qubais and the other piece was on Jabal Qu'iqi'ad. It's a little bit difficult to say, but these are two mountains. Can you just picture it, that one piece of the moon is on this mountain and the other piece is on the other mountain? And this was no fairy tale. It was a supernatural act, it was a mu'jiza, it was a prophetic miracle.
Right.
But people saw it for themselves.
Subhanallah.
The moon is split into two. Subhanallah azza wa jal.
Masab, you mentioned that Jabal Abi Qubais, it may not be the tallest mountain of the world, but it doesn't matter. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it bears that importance. And the Mount of Tur, where Allah azza wa jal made kalam with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And that mountain may be one of the smallest of mountains, but in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah, it bears greatness.
Absolutely.
Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi says that the smallest mountain on earth is Tur. Nevertheless,
Allah.
It is great with Allah in dignity and station.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
So yes, this is the mountain which the Nabi of Allah, the beloved Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he displayed his mu'jiza of splitting the moon in two halves. Subhanallah. And this mu'jiza and miracle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is one of the proofs of his prophethood. And subhanallah, no other prophet had that mu'jiza, subhanallah, as the beloved Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. And not only the people of Arabia, it was spotted, the moon split into two halves in various parts of the world, subhanallah. And many people got to know about the prophethood of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam due to that miracle. Allahu Akbar.
There's historical evidence, and those who have testified in other countries, in far off nations as well. And when I'm talking about mountains now, I think we can include in here the mountain Uhud.
Subhanallah.
That's in Medina Sharif.
Subhanallah.
But still, because it has a connection to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that too, maybe it is high, but maybe not so high as the others. But still, in the court of Allah, it is dignified.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. MashaAllah, Sayyidi, you have truly inspired us with regards to the visiting of Makkah Mukarramah. InshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to go and visit that sacred land of Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara. Alhamdulillah, we are the people of love, as Sayyidi Ala Hazrat has said. Taiba Nasahi Afdal, Makkah Hi Bada Zahid. Hum ishq ke bande hain, kyun baat badhai hai?
Subhanallah.
So we are the people of love. We spread the love and the fragrance of Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara. Try to inculcate the virtues and the fragrance of these holy sites in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanAllah, into people's hearts. And due to that, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sayyidi Moran Sahib has mentioned, subhanAllah, beautiful accounts of Jabal Abi Qubais and splitting of the moon in two halves by the beloved Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidi, what are some other, every turn that you take in the city of Makkah Mukarramah, it is filled with those signs and the glory of Allah Azza wa Jal, His beloved bondsman. Everything reminds you of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala there, and His pious servants such as the Anbiya of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the Awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah, in Makkah al-Mukarramah, we also find the cave of Hira.
Subhanallah.
And the cave of Hira is also known as Jabal Nur, the mountain of Nur, of light. And subhanallah, in the cave of Hira, it was where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone in seclusion. And this was, before he could announce his prophethood, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go there and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on this mountain also, in this cave of Hira, the first revelation descended upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, subhanallah. So this verse from Surah Alaq was first revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. The revelation occurred in the month of Ramadan in the cave of Hira. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is at the age of 40, and then he announced his prophethood. Subhanallah. And now we are discussing as to how Makkah Mukarramah is a place of sanctuaries. The sanctuary is a place that is kept, the best habitat. Like there are sanctuaries of birds around the world, alhamdulillah. The place where we are seated, alhamdulillah, it is also a sanctuary for different species, for butterflies and different other species of birds, alhamdulillah. So the sanctuary for the human being, for mankind, it is Makkah Mukarramah. Allahu Akbar. There have been many times that other cities of the world, they were attacked. And they had to face the consequences of the brutality of oppressive kings and those dictators in the history. But never was a time when Makkah Mukarramah had to suffer such a cruel fate. Why? Because the city has been protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been made a sanctuary. Allahu Akbar. It is also the place where Dajjal will never enter.
Allah.
Yes, Dajjal will enter everywhere else on planet Earth except for two places, the Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara. Subhanallah. So Abraha, he tried his luck attacking on Makkah Mukarramah, but look at his fate. What happened to him? Allah Azza wa Jal set an example for the entire generation to come until the day of judgment. You touch or you come near my house and try to cause bloodshed, this will be your end result. Allahu Akbar. Strong message was sent to the entire humanity that this is a sanctuary declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no room for mischief. Tubba Himyari, he only had a bad intention of destroying the Holy Kaaba, killing the men of Makkah Mukarramah, capturing the women and children. And he got sick, severely sick. And he had a severe headache until he reverted back from his ill intention, subhanAllah. And then only he got cured.
Allah.
SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah. So this is the power and the qudrat and the might of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Almighty. And this place of Makkah Mukarramah has been declared a sanctuary from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanAllah.
Mullah Sahib, just on that note, I was reminded about Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu. Because at that time, he was a custodian of the Kaaba.
Yeah.
The grandfather of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abraha came, he also had captured the livestock.
Yes.
Even of Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu. And Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu went to him. And he thought, okay, as a custodian of the Kaaba, he came to apologize or surrender or whatever. But actually he said, no, I came for my camels, for my livestock.
Allah.
He said, you are the leader. You're thinking about and worried about your animals. So he says that I came for what is mine. And the Kaaba Sharif that belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal, he will look after you.
Subhanallah.
And then we see that is, you know, also mentioned in Surah Field, how his army, no matter what kind of a superpower you are not greater than Allah.
SubhanAllah.
He is the all-powerful. If he can send Ababil, those little birds with the little stones, to decimate that army of angels, then whatever kind of superpower you are, if you are an oppressor, then one day the justice of Allah Azza wa Jal will prevail and then that person will be wiped out. So that message is for us today as well.
Yes.
Whenever the believers are suffering in the world, that Allah Azza wa Jal is fully aware of everything. It's just that He gives a little respite to the oppressors until when their time runs out, then He removes them.
Inna batusha rabbika la shadeed.
SubhanAllah.
This is the promise, the divine promise of Allah Azza wa Jal to all those who oppress people. When He captures you, there is no respite after that. So let's get an awakening that if we are guilty of it, change, mend our ways, inshallah. Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive those who are repentant in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who come crawling in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and begging for forgiveness. As all the hujjaj, they go and beg for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the city of Makkah Mukarramah, cry in front of Baytullah Sharif, make tawaf. Some of them are breaking into tears. I mean, this is the atmosphere that is unlike any other. Where have you seen so many ashiqane Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam gathering in one place, expressing the unity of Islam, subhanallah, dressed almost like they have left this world and they have solely dedicated themselves to Allah Azza wa Jal's devotion in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, running between Safa and Marwa, circumambulating around the Holy Kaaba. These are the actions of devotees. Don't use your mind there. Don't let your logic play fools with you. Don't let shaitan come and put waswasa in your head. Why am I doing this? What will I get out of it? Look at the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna safa wal marwata min sha'airillah. That they are from amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why they are the signs of Allah? Because they have attachment to the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maqam Ibrahim, your place of Salah. Well, the entire earth is Musalla. Why specifically Maqam Ibrahim? Because it has attachment with the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are instilled devotion for the city of Madina Munawwara. Why? Because it is the place of the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We revere the Hajar Aswad. Why? Because it was revered by the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the only reason I'm kissing you, because the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw him kissing you. Allahu Akbar. So everything that is attached to a beloved becomes beloved to you as a lover and as a devotee, subhanallah. Sayyidi, mashallah, we have come all the way to the conclusion of our today's program and episode, inshallah. Any last parting words?
No, Murasab, all those fortunate ones who are blessed with this bounty of going for Hajj and embarking on this journey to Makkah al-Mukarramah, to Madinah al-Munawwara. And especially in Makkah, you know, when making tawaf and the heat is on one side, the crowd is on the other side, and because of the heat, some get agitated and some get annoyed, and perhaps because of that, they maybe push someone just in order to go and touch Hajar Aswad or to go and touch the Kaaba. But in that process, what is happening, perhaps the person may have violated the rights of someone else. Perhaps the person may have hurt someone else. So all of his good deeds that he has done now, to what use is it when the person violated the rights of someone else? So especially in these holy places, Makkah al-Mukarrama, Madina al-Munawwara, the tests are there, but it is upon an individual, it is upon a person to remain patient and not to violate the rights of anyone else, inshallah.
Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. This is the place actually where we are taught the value of human life, the value of any life actually, the value of life itself, subhanallah, not to hurt anyone. And if a person still continues after coming back from Hajj, that means he hasn't learned this lesson. Or worse, that doing it there in the sacred haram, Allahu Akbar, that is totally opposite to what we have been taught. As inshallah Azza wa Jal, not be carried away with any, you know, if there's any difficulty that has befallen upon you in the lands of Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, take it as a gift. Don't take it on heart that, you know, oh, this happened to me, someone did this to me. I mean, this is not a place, this is not your backyard, you know, where you can, if something is not right, you can, okay, complain about it. This is the sacred haram we are talking about. This is the place where we can't go wayward the way we like doing things. This is the place where we abide by the laws of Sharia, the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more than anywhere else. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will explore more. The next episode is about the sanctity of Madina Munawwara, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Until then, keep reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hajj journey complete, sacrifice marks the day, Eid al-Adha's spread, lights the believer's way. Eid al-Adha's spread, lights the believer's way.